And next up on the teleconference is Purdue head coach Sharon Versa. Purdue is the number 9 seed for the Big Ten tournament. They'll face number 8 Michigan State in a second-round game on Thursday at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us. Can you start us off with a few opening remarks, and then we can take questions?
Absolutely. Just going off of what Terry said about just the league top to bottom, there's a lot of young talent that now has some experience, and then seniors on teams that are really stepping up, and the cast of coaches and the recruiting has just really made this one of the best conferences in the country. And, obviously the tournament will be special, but, just the entire year has been, very good, but very difficult every time you step out on the floor.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open it up to questions from the media.
At this time, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes to the line of Vera Jones of Big Ten Network.
Hi there, favorite coach.
Hey, Vera. Hey.
How are you? Oh, good boy. My quick question is just your senior day probably did not go anything like you had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
But turning towards trying to find the silver lining, how much motivation do you think that has help your team in some backwards way in terms of going into the tournament?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing for us is we got to start knocking down shots. That seems like that's been a struggle the last, 2-3 games. And, once the shots go, then, man, you see all over the country when shots go, you have a lot of energy and on both ends of the floor. And, we didn't start out well shooting the ball, so that kind of just went the other way. So it's always motivational when you go into the Big Ten tournament. We have 2 seniors that have done a lot for the conference and for the program. So, they have to, kind of step up. I'll also talk a little bit like what Terry talked about. You got to have players that, like Allie Patberg, like for us, Dominique Oden and Ariana Harris, that have to really, really step up going into the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Versip. You get Carissa McLaughlin back after she missed some time. What's important to kind of hear from Carissa kind of in these few days leading up into your first game? And then, it's for her to kind of manage playing potentially in a back-to-back-to-back for you, so you get the best Carissa you can and get her back to playing where she's been.
Yeah, I mean, when you're out a little bit and miss like 10 practices and you're trying to get back in the flow with a lot of different things, she just now has to, it's the mindset, being the emotional leader, being the energizer bunny. She's been on, she's a junior, so she's got to step up here for the Big Ten tournament. Our Big Three have to. But she's got to be able to not just shoot the 3 ball, but she has to be able to attack the basket, assist leader. She has to kind of bring that whole game together. So, now with being able to probably play as healthy as she's been right now these last 2-3 weeks, we definitely need that spark from her. Just her whole complete game. So, those are the things that we've been showing her, showing her good, positive things.
Your next question comes to the line of Howard Megdahl of High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. Good morning. I have a question for you about your experience earlier this season against South Carolina and specifically Aaliyah Boston, obviously as a freshman isn't just a scorer, but somebody who manifests her game across the box score. Just wondering what you saw from her and how rare as a freshman displays that level of maturity in her game.
Yeah, I think, that the level of maturity is the thing that stood out most. You would never know that she was a freshman. Obviously, she's got a ton of skill set, but her mind, her motor, her understanding of the game and the things that she can bring to the table, and she doesn't force a lot. It kind of, as she's grown through the whole season, she's allowed the game to come to her, but also you know, being able to play on both ends of the floor and make a difference every time she steps out there. So extremely impressive, you know, how she's played the game and, you know, how they're playing right now as they forge forward. Because you got to have everyone step up right now, and she's been a key for them.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your matchup with Michigan State? You've seen the Spartans already twice this season, so
yeah.
Going into the third matchup, what do you expect to see when you see them on Thursday?
I mean, obviously, you know, when you play in the Big Ten tournament, anything can happen. You know, I mean, they've been playing. They've been getting a lot of production from a lot of different players. You know, so the keys for us, obviously, is get back to playing really, really solid defense, trying to get stops so we can get in our transition game, being able to attack a little bit more than being on our heels. And, you know, the biggest thing is that we got to have those Energizer bunnies, players that need to step up, make some key plays on both ends of the floor. But we just have to be really aggressive on both ends of the floor.
Coach, we thank you for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis later this week.
Great. Thank you.